This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got an update on some improved fishing going on at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And for you history buffs, we'll also be looking at some interesting projects or an interesting day going on at Cahokia Mounds. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, as I mentioned, Cahokia Mounds State Historic Site in Collinsville will host its annual Archaeology Day on August 5th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. The event features ancient craft demonstrations, archaeological techniques, and artifact processing, tours of excavations, and several hands-on activities. The popular event is free and open to the public. Now, Archaeology Day allows visitors to learn more about archaeology, from excavations to analyzing artifacts to experimental archaeology. Skilled craftspersons will demonstrate bow and arrow making, flint knapping and tool use, pottery making, stone carving, finger weaving, and fiber spinning, and more. Visitors can also try their hand at playing the chunky game or throwing spears with an eight-tailed spear thrower. A professional storyteller will tell stories that will appeal to all age groups. Now, visitors can tour the excavations and help sift soils from the digs, and they can help wash artifacts found during this summer's excavations. Archaeologists and specialists demonstrate the identification of animal bones using instruments for remote sensing to detect subsurface features, the uses of various plants and food and medicine, and the various types of Indian art, rock art. Displays with representatives from archaeological sites, other archaeological sites, and institutions will be set up. Food and refreshment stands will be available, and including a kettle maze. The event will be held outside under shelters, and in case of rain, most activities will move inside the interpretive center. For more information, call 618-346-5160. That number again is 618-346-5160, or visit CahokiaMounds.org. Cahokia Mounds State Historic Site is administered by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and is just 8 miles from St. Louis in Collinsville, Illinois. It's off Interstates 55 and 70, which at exit 6, and Interstates 255, exit 24 on Collinsville Road. There's no admission fee, but suggested donations of $7 for adults, $5 for seniors, and $2 for students, and $15 for families is welcomed. So as you can see, there is plenty to do at Archaeology Day. And a historic agency is also joining the IDNR. The Illinois Historic Preservation Agency has joined the Department of Natural Resources to become a newly created Division of Historic Sites within the IDNR Office of Land Management. These two offices will complement and enhance the mission of the agency, and they're responsible for reporting our the natural and cultural resources in the state of Illinois. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources has benefits from the economy in every corner of our great state, from state parks to outdoor recreation to regulation and permitting. Activities associated with the IDNR support tens of thousands of jobs and billions of dollars of economic impact annually. So this is obviously a good thing, adding a new section to the Department of Natural Resources. And we'll see how it goes as time goes on. And as we mentioned, we do have some improved fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, at least two of the three. One lake, Lake Shelbyville, is still falling behind and still not totally recovered from the recent high water situation. The lake continues to drop. It's about 3.5 feet above normal summer pool, and there's just not a lot happening. Bass action has been slow. Not a whole lot happening with the largemouth bass. Crappie, however, have been fair and sometimes slow. Anglers are drifting minnows over deep brush or timber, which is one of the last-ditch efforts to put some crappie in the boat. And walleye and sauger are probably the best bet, so you can tell it's kind of tough here. They're rated fair on bait rigs along the breaks and off points and on main lake points. And not a whole lot to report from the white bass either, just not a whole lot going on. Now at Carlisle Lake, the lake is in full swing with white bass. I mean, anglers are catching a lot of white bass, and it's been very hot, but still, anglers are all over the lake. These fish are chasing shad, and primarily over the islands. That's where you're going to find them. Catfish are also improving, and the shad is still a bit small, but looking better. Anglers have been catching some very nice catfish, 5 to 10 pounders. So there's some very nice fish coming in. Most of that action is coming in the evening hours, right before dark. So there's still good catfishing to be had. And the crappie are still quite slow with the high temperatures, as might be expected. Just not a whole lot to report from the crappie. However, the white bass, as we mentioned, and the catfish are still going well. So you can catch some white bass and catfish, in fact, in good numbers of quality fish. So this is going to be a good year, I think, at Lake Carlisle once this temperatures moderate a bit. Now, down at Wren Lake in the state southern reaches, more warm weather has been the situation, but the fishing has been good. Largemouth bass are rated good. Minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, black and blue jigs are producing fish around the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. They're fishing in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes, and they're fishing around the bridges and along the rocks. Also, the crappie, lots of crappie coming in. A lot of them on the smaller side, but they're rated excellent. Lots of fish coming in on mealworms, small, medium minnows, and quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs. Shallow water has been the trick. Fish attractors has also been drawing some of these fish. From shore, fish near the structures. The hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Harbor, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. You can also try this Jackie Branch breakwater and along Mine Road 21. Fish to main lake drop-off points as well. And the bluegill rated good. Lots of these fish coming in on small jigs, worms, mealworms, and waxworms and crickets. Some of the better spots have been the Sailboat Harbor and Mine 21 Road. Try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs. And you can fish in the back of the necks on the flat shallow banks and along the rocks. And the channel catfish, another great species here. They're catching a lot of these fish. Lots of large catfish coming in on large minnows, leeches, commercial catfish baits, and night crawlers. Try leeches in moving water. Try fishing the flats. Set your line anywhere from 3 to 4 foot deep over the shore, over the rocks, and try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, the North Sandusky Day Use Area, all yielding good numbers of channel catfish. And the white bass, they're rated good as well. Inline spinners and jigs and curly-tailed grubs working best here. Reports of fish are coming in from around the I-54 bridges and fishing along the rocks and drop-offs, and they're fishing in the shallow bays and near brushy cover and bushes. So lots of white bass to be had if you know where to look and where to find them. The trick is to stay warm or cool, not warm, that's for sure. It's no problem staying warm. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.